Hi everyone, Aaron here for Zolotech, and today Apple released iOS 18.2 to the public. iOS 18.2 is available around the world at the same time for everyone on all iOS 18 supported devices, and has far more than just Apple Intelligence features. You can install the update, go into your software update settings, and this video is actually split into Apple Intelligence features, features for all iPhones, and features for just the latest iPhone 16 devices. So be sure to check out the description below for all of the different chapters. Now, this is the biggest update since iOS 18 released to the public, so let's jump right into the first feature, which is available for everyone, and that's Mail. If we go into the Mail app, you'll see it looks all new. Not only do we have different icons from noticeable businesses, you can see them here, things such as Bose or OneDrive or my own here, we also have different categories. So if we go on the iPhone 11, you'll see the same sort of categories here with Primary, you'll see Transactions, you have updates, and you also have promotions. If you don't care for this view, you can go to the three-dot menu in the upper right and switch it back to list view. So you'll see that there, and it switches back. You also have the option here in the new mailbox, where not only do you have your different categories, but it will sort of combine them into a digest view of all messages from one sender. So it's a nice little update, and it does split things up, but if you want to see all mail, you can just tap on Primary, and you'll see all mail. So it's a nice update. It's not a huge update, but you do benefit from Apple Intelligence features with the iPhone 16 models and iPhone 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max. Now, talking about Apple Intelligence features, the first thing is they've updated the overall Siri animation. If we press and hold, you'll see the animation comes onto the screen, and it moves far less than what we had before. So, with the previous version, iOS 18.1.1, it sort of waves left and right. I sort of prefer the old look, but they've changed it so it moves a little bit less. As far as other new changes to Siri, at least with Apple Intelligence, Type to Siri has a new icon in the Control Center. Tap on it, and then you can go right into Type to Siri if you want to use the Control Center icon. With iOS 18.2 and Apple Intelligence comes a new feature called Image Playground. It's an all-new app that allows you to create images based on anything you can think of. Now, this doesn't work for name brands, for example, Porsche or Ferrari or Nintendo or any of those, but you can create images based off of maybe your own likeness, as well as maybe different things such as themes, fireworks, fantasy, farmer, scientist. So we'll just put these together and see what it creates. So we'll give it just a moment there, and then it creates something, and you can scroll through different options. So if you want to scroll through those, we have some options in the upper right to copy, share, save image, or report a concern, or we could just describe an image as well. So we can just basically generate them off of this, or maybe a sports car next to the ocean with a lake house. And we'll see what it creates. So we'll give it just a moment. It has all of these things still here. You can delete any of them. You'll see that's me, or sort of a likeness of me. And if we want to go back out, let's get rid of me. We'll get rid of these things here and see what it creates one more time. So there we go. It's a generic sports car that it's creating next to a lake house. So again, you can't use name brands, but you also have this option to create these within messages. And all of these sync across your entire library with iCloud. So if we go into messages, and within messages, if we tap the plus button on the left here, go into Image Playground, we can create anything again based off of what we have here. So maybe myself on a stage, I suppose, just picking from suggestions. Then we can go through these, pick one we like, and then we'll tap done, and it will add it directly to our message. This will also save to your stickers as well. So if you swipe over, we've got our stickers, and anything you've created, it adds to that. So you'll see a few different options here. So it will add those, and now you can create your own emoji as well. As long as you have stickers enabled, you'll have this option here if you have Apple Intelligence, and here we can describe an emoji. So maybe a cat sitting on a box. Then we'll tap done. It will create this based off our description. There we have it. And again, we have a couple different options. So if we want that one in particular, we can just select it, or we could create another. And then you'll see it down here as well, as I've created a couple of them. So you have the option to create your own emoji however you'd like. Also, if you go in, maybe we'll get rid of this one, press and hold. You can see more about the emoji. You've got more information about it. And of course, if you want to go into your stickers, press and hold, you can actually see what I typed in order to create it. So maybe this one here, glass of water, transparent, and it created a glass of water with ice cubes. So we have a few different things, a mouse, a house, and it created those itself, and you can press and hold to sort of figure out what you type to create those. Another thing they've added this time around with Apple Intelligence is ChatGPT. If we go into our settings, go to Apple Intelligence and Siri, we now have the option, if we scroll down, to go into ChatGPT and then use this along with Siri or something else. Now you'll see I'm over my daily limit, even though I hadn't used it at all today. It says, you're over your limit, you can upgrade to ChatGPT Plus if you want. You can even sign in with an account, but you don't have to do that in order to use this. So that's something that they've added, and now we can use this within Siri, separate from the app itself. So for example, use ChatGPT to give me a recipe for an apple pie. We'll give it just a moment here. It's working with ChatGPT. Give it just a few minutes, and it should come back with the answer here. So there we go. Here's a classic apple pie recipe for you. Here's all the ingredients, and you can see all of the instructions here. So that's something they've updated with ChatGPT here, but they've also added some updates with writing tools within Notes. If we go into Notes, this is an old note I've used many years ago for iOS 16 when they added focus modes. If we press and hold, we can go right into our writing tools now. So if we select something, it's one of the first options. We can go to our writing tools, and then we can describe a change to this particular paragraph and maybe change it to however we want, maybe friendly, professional, concise, or something different. We also have the option now, if we scroll down, we can compose something entirely new. So let me give you an example of that. So if we get out of this, let's go back. If we go into Compose now, we can compose with ChatGPT and compose a list of what's new in iOS 18. Let's see how it does here. So this should be a pretty lengthy list. We don't know where it's getting the information. Maybe apple.com, but there we go. It breaks it down into sort of an outline, talking about dynamic island enhancements, advanced privacy features, adaptive interface, and much more. So we now have the option to do that. You could compose maybe a poem or something else, rewrite it, or proofread. So again, we have some new icons here and just an update to the overall way it works. Something else that works in Notes has to do with the image creation tool as well, but it works best to show you on the iPad. Now, I've drawn a very crude version of a house. We can actually have it create an image for us. Maybe we want to place this into a presentation. We've got a new tool here called Image Wand. Simply circle what you want it to create, and we can describe it within a few words. So let's try this. A drawing of a house. Once we've got that in there, we'll tap Done, and it uses the image here off to the side to create the drawing of the house similar to what we've already created. Now, if we don't like this, we can scroll through, we can make changes to it, and again, just like before, we can copy, share, save the image, or report a concern. So they've added this directly into here, and it makes it very nice in order to create an image like this. So it's a really nice update, especially if you're working on a presentation and you want to share with someone. Within the TV app, we now have a menu at the top that's fully customizable, just like we have in other apps, such as music. We had that update earlier this year, so if you want to maybe get rid of this one, we can bring in some new options here on the left side. So maybe we want TV shows, we can drag that up to the top and fully customize it. If you don't like this, go in here, tap this button, and you can go back to the regular style menu. So you can now customize it however you'd like. Now there is another Apple Intelligence feature we'll talk about later when we talk about the iPhone 16 models, but when it comes to all iPhones, there's quite a few updates this time around. For example, the home screen gets an update. If we go in and maybe tint the icons here, so if we go to Edit, go to Customize, go to Tinted, now we have tinted icons however we'd like. If you want to use those, they're now updated so that they show up not only here, but also in Settings. So if we go into Settings, you'll see the icons turn into a tinted icon. They also have a dark mode here as well, so we have dark mode icons for everything, even if we're in light mode. So if I switch here to light mode, and if we've chosen either tinted icons or dark mode icons, those have been updated as well. So if we switch back, we'll go to Edit, Customize, go back to Dark, we'll switch it back how we'd like. But since we're in light mode still, we get dark mode icons in the settings menu, in notifications, and elsewhere. The same is true maybe if we want to share with someone. AirDrop now has a new icon, and many of the icons have been updated for dark mode. Another thing that's been updated in the settings is if we go down to apps, if we go into Apps down at the bottom, you'll see at the top we now have an option for default apps. We can now choose individually for email, messaging, calling, call filtering, browser app, passwords and codes, contactless app, and keyboards. This is a super easy menu to go into, and each one of these default options is also in the option for the specific app. So for example, if we go into our mail app, we can simply select it there. So if we go into mail, you'll see we now have the option to change the default mail app right here. And if you have an app that will utilize this, we can then change it. So this is a nice update they've added, and it's an easy way to sort of go through and change all of the defaults. To go along with the default app options, we also have the same for search. Now, we had this before for Safari, but this is now for searching within the OS itself. So you can now change between Yahoo, Bing, DuckDuckGo, Ecosia, or Google. And then when you go to search with Siri, that will be your option. There's also some updates within accessibility. So again, this carries across to all devices. So if we go to accessibility, under accessibility, if we go down to audio and visual, under audio and visual, we have a new option here to always show the volume control. So this is something people have wanted for a while, where you can show the volume controls on the lock screen for headphones and built-in speakers as well. Below this, we also have an option to add audio in calls. It says any audio from apps along with microphone input will be audible during a call. Muting the microphone will silence all audio. This may be used by apps that help assist with speaking and communication. So you now have that option if you want to enable that. Again, within accessibility, but on a phone with the Dynamic Island, if we go into motion, and then go to show vehicle motion cues. If we enable this, it now shows in the Dynamic Island. It's no longer a separate menu on phones with the Dynamic Island. Also, sometimes when you're using accessibility, it can notify you if it's trying to use accessibility as though it was a separate app, so you may have to allow it from now on. There's also an option for hearing test. This is something we've had for a little while in the United States. If you have AirPods Pro 2, you can utilize them as hearing aids, but the hearing test option is now available in more places. So once you go into your menu for AirPods, you'll see that we have hearing assistance and hearing test. Hearing test is now available in more countries, such as Cyprus, Czechia, France, Italy, Luxembourg, Romania, Spain, United Arab Emirates, and the United Kingdom. However, we have the hearing aid feature being added in the United Arab Emirates as well. So hearing test is in all of the other countries, the hearing aid feature is in the UAE. Now Siri gets an update as well, again on all phones, but let me show you on this phone. If we go into maybe music, it now understands natural language. Now I showed this a little bit before in one of my previous videos, but if we look for calming music from 2004, not only can it recognize calming music, but it can understand years as well. So now it's going to find the year 2004 and try to suggest music that might be calming. Crazy by Seal or Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson or someone else. So that's a nice little update, being able to use natural language. The same works in TV as well. And just like in music, you can actually use the same natural language in TV. So action movies from the 1990s. And there we go. It's suggesting movies from the 1990s that are action movies. So it's a nice little update that makes it a little bit more usable. Also, there's a slight change if you're in Australia and maybe you're selecting a voice for Siri. So if we go down to Siri and then we go to actually select a voice here. So if we go to Siri responses or voice rather, and then go into Australian. Once it goes through the different voices, it sounds quite different if you're in Australia. If we go under podcasts and within search, we now have podcasts that highlight the most relevant categories and editorially curated collections that are tailored to me. So based on what I listen to, we'll actually have different things here. We can also favorite a category. So we have the favorite option. Since I listen to technology podcasts, we can then add that to our favorites. Within photos, if we go into today's wallpaper linked in the description, you'll see that it's full screen. It no longer sort of has this border all the way around it. They've also updated the menu a little bit, so you'll see the option here where it says yesterday in the upper left. Here it says it in the top in the middle. So they've just moved a few things around to make it look a little bit nicer or more uniform to what we had before. Also, the same has been updated for movies, so they're full screen now and they'll begin to play, and as you get to the end, you'll see it will start to loop back around. So we'll let this play just for a moment. This is one I actually shared on YouTube Shorts. As we get to the end, it will start over again and loop the video. There's now an option to turn this off. So if we go into our settings, go into Photos, within Photos, if we scroll down, we now have the option to disable loop videos. So if you don't want them to loop, they won't loop. Also, if we scrub through here, we now have more options to go frame by frame. So you'll see the different options here where we have a much more control over this to see exactly the frame we want. Also, when we're viewing something such as collections, if we swipe through our favorites here, so we'll go in, we can just simply swipe through where we couldn't before. Just the overall navigation has been fixed with this version. And the other thing they've updated has to do with down below under utilities. If you're using utilities, we now have the option for favorites. And then maybe you have something such as recently viewed, you can actually clear this. So if we go into it, you'll see recently viewed, and in the upper right, we can remove all from recently viewed. So some nice little changes here where they've updated it to make it a little bit better. And I have a separate video on how to make this look like I have it already here and make it a little more usable than iOS 17. Find My also gets a nice update. If we go into Find My, within the AirTag, there's a new option to share item location. You can now share the item location with maybe an airport or someone you trust so that they can help you find your bags or something else. So if we go to Continue here, we now have the option to give them sort of a link that they can see this or share the link using your share sheet as well. So if you want to do that, the option's now here, and this definitely should help if you're trying to locate something you've lost. Back within Settings, if we go to Messages, you may have an update if you live in the UK or France to have RCS messaging now. If you do, you'll actually see the option here for RCS messaging, and if you have it, make sure to enable it. Another thing they've added has to do at the top here with sensitive content warning. We now have that option, so if you want to enable it, you can. If not, just leave it off. But it will detect photos and videos before they're viewed on your phone, and you'll receive guidance to help you make a safe choice. So that's something you can read more about here if you want to use it. Also within Settings, if you're using Personal Hotspot, it now allows you to use this with iPhone mirroring on a Mac. So if you have that enabled, it will now work while you're mirroring it on your Mac. Also, if you're placing a phone call, there's an update here. So not only do you have T9 dialing, but another thing you have is the option to see caller ID below the number if your carrier supports it. So if it's a place of business, you may actually see that show up. But again, it's carrier supported. We're still on features for all phones, and Safari gets quite a few updates this time around. If we go into Safari, go to Edit, we've got 6 new wallpapers for our background. So if you want to use those, you'll be able to download them and then use them as the background on the start page here. So it will take a moment to download, and then it will actually activate, and we'll have it here. Something else we get has to do with the hidden section in Safari. So if we go to Apple here, apple.com, and maybe we go to hide specific areas. So not only can we turn on highlights like we could before, but maybe we'll hide a specific area. So we'll hide this. We can now scroll while we're still hiding. So we can select and hide, maybe hide something else, and continue to scroll. That's something we couldn't do before. There's also new options within Settings. So if we go into Settings, and then we go down to our apps and again to Safari, if we scroll down within our options, you'll see a couple new tools here. The option to clear history and website data, but also import and export history and website data. So it's a nice little update there if you actually want to use that. When you download something, there's a change here as well. If you're on a phone with the Dynamic Island and you want to download a file, if it's a large file and you swipe home, the download goes to the top to continue to give you the status in the Dynamic Island. Also, if you go to save a photo, sometimes when you're saving a photo, you can actually pick which photo app you want to use. So maybe you have Google Photos or Apple Photos, you'll have that option. News gets a small update if you have News Plus. Within News Plus, under Puzzles, we now have Sudoku, and you'll see this one actually says it's easy, but there's more options as well. If we go into the App Store, within the App Store, if we go to Arcade, and then we go to All Games, within All Games, we now have a drop-down option to sort by different games we're looking for, whether that's last updated, name, category, controller support, multiplayer, or age ratings. So it's a nice little update there to better find the game you're looking for. If we go into Stocks, there's an update, so maybe we'll go to Apple. Within Apple, we can actually see the after-hours trading price as well. So that's something they've updated. We can see that on NASDAQ and NYSE tickers. Within the fitness app, if we scroll down to our awards, within awards, there's new updates for closing your rings. You can see them here, 100, all rings closed, and there's even more to go along with this. If we go into shortcuts, they've updated this as well for fitness. So if we go in and maybe create a new one, we'll go and search for actions and then go to fitness. You'll see some options here where we have many more, such as open award, open session history, open fitness settings, and pretty much anything you would want to do with the app. Another nice change has to do with when you're plugging in your phone, maybe you're plugging it into a Mac, it will now give you the option to use Face ID to unlock it instead of having to put in your passcode. So it's a small update, but something that makes it a little bit more convenient. Also, if you're using the flashlight, they've updated the animation. It's definitely a little bit smoother, it looks a little nicer, and it's just a small change. You'll see it fades out there. Now, as I showed before, we have default app options, but also app installation options in the EU. Unfortunately, in the United States, you can't really do anything with this yet, but if you have third-party apps or you don't, you can now uninstall more core apps. So maybe you want to get rid of the App Store or Safari or Messages or Camera. You'll be able to do that in the European Union. Now, specific to iPhone 16 models has to do with camera control. Since we have the new button here, Apple has made one Apple Intelligence feature specific to the iPhone 16 models. So instead of just pressing the button once to open the camera, if we press and hold, we now go into visual intelligence. And this lets us identify different things in our area. If it's a restaurant, it will identify maybe the restaurant or the menu. You can see more information, but if we tap the button here, we can then tap Ask. We could have just tapped the Ask button there as well. This will ask ChatGPT what it is, and it says it's the image of a green smartphone, likely an iPhone model. It won't give you the specific model. The same thing works if we tap Search or Ask. It will now search with Google and try to find things that are similar. So it finds them here, and you'll see what it is. So it's a nice little update here. If you're using visual intelligence, again, you can use it to identify things such as restaurants and more, and it will probably get better over time. They've also added some additional features for the camera control option. If we go into our camera options, go to camera control, we have a new option for clean preview and also auto exposure and auto focus lock. If we're using that, we now have a two-stage shutter. So press it once to open up the camera. Then if we press the camera control lightly, of course, we've got our controls. We do have zoom where we can go smoothly. However, this hasn't really changed for me at all. But if we press and hold, we now can lock exposure and focus. So that's something that they've added with a two-stage shutter. Also, if we go back to those settings, if we scroll down to the bottom, we can quickly access our accessibility settings. So we can go into all the same camera control options quickly. I'm not sure why they have them split into accessibility, but we also have things such as control gestures with light press and swipe, light press force, as well as double light press speed and double click speed. All adjustable and all easily accessible if we just go to the bottom of our options. So maybe one day they'll just bring this all into camera. Finally, on the iPhone 16 models, if we go into voice memos, there's a nice update here. So voice memos has a really nice update where if we go into this, and maybe we go to our options here to edit the recording, you'll see we have two options for voice tracks. So we have two separate voice tracks. So if maybe we create a new one, we'll go and tap done. This is a new voice recording testing out the new double layer track option. So if we go in, again, go to edit recording, we now have the option to add a second option. So here we go in, and now we can actually record something else right over the top of what we recorded before. We can then switch between tracks, and we can fully edit this as well. We can separate the layers, trim it, copy the transcript, or undo. Why this is only available on iPhone 16 models, I'm not sure, but this specific feature is only available on those models. As far as anything else in this update, you may find some slight changes to some icons here and there, but there's also security updates as well. Now, Apple can take some time to update their website, going over what they've fixed or what they've updated, but give it a couple hours if you're not seeing it already. It has taken a day before as well. So be sure to check back, and I'll link that in the description if you want to check it out yourself. As far as bug fixes, well, they've only mentioned a couple this time around. They did seem to fix the touch issue that many were having with iOS 18.1.1, but they didn't mention it. However, they did fix an issue where recently captured photos wouldn't immediately appear in your photo grid. So maybe you took a photo quickly and it wouldn't show up. Now it will show up right away. So take a photo and it should show up, go into your photos and it should be there. Also on the iPhone 16 Pro and 16 Pro Max specifically, they fixed an issue where night mode photos in the camera could appear degraded and capturing long exposures would sort of have a grainy look or just not look good at all. That has since been fixed. As far as any additional issues, well, so far people have been saying that this is stable, that have been running the release candidate and the overall version over the past few days. It seems to be a pretty solid release so far. Definitely the best ever when it comes to benchmarks and more. We'll check that in just a moment. But if you're wondering if you should install iOS 18.2, well, for the security updates alone and the bug fixes, I would highly recommend it. Not only do we get additional Apple Intelligence features, but we also get additional changes throughout the OS and improvements throughout where it seems to be much better. When it comes to the overall performance, it seems to be pretty good. Scrolling through different pages is fine. Opening apps quickly seems to be fine. Taking a photo, you'll see it was a little bit slower even on the iPhone 16 Pro Max. Just taking that photo seems to be pretty quick in general. However, on the iPhone 11, the first time I opened an app and then closed it, it did slow down a little bit. But things such as ProMotion seem to be nice and smooth. Whether you're scrolling through the app library or just maybe reading on a web page, it seems to be a very fast and one of the best experiences with iOS 18 yet. As far as the overall heat, well, the devices are staying mostly nice and cool unless you're running intensive tasks. Even with Apple Intelligence, it seems to stay cooler than before, and the iPhone 11 isn't even heating up at all. When it comes to battery life, it's generally been okay, but it does take probably a week for this sort of to do everything in the background. But if we go to our battery health, I'm at 70 cycles with 100% battery capacity, and you'll see it's still finishing the update in the background, which will definitely affect battery. So give it a week or so for that. If we take a look at the previous update, well, I was typically getting about 5 hours and 9 minutes of screen active time. Now it's improving. 5 hours and 11 minutes of screen active time, 2 hours and 29 minutes of screen idle time, and I use 75% of my battery. That's the best I've gotten in a very long time. So much better than before with previous betas, iOS 18.1.1. I'm seeming to get much more use out of this. As far as when to expect iOS 18.3 beta 1, well, now that we have iOS 18.2, we can expect that maybe by the time you're watching this video, it's already out, or the following day or so, usually sometime this week, and that will probably be the last beta until maybe the second or third week of January. Typically, Apple has a holiday break, so that's what we can expect, and we do expect to see the next set of Apple Intelligence features with that. Maybe some Siri upgrades and some other enhancements we weren't expecting. As far as benchmarks, well, they seem to be quite good in this update, some of the best we've seen. 3,524 for single core, 8,695 for multi-core. Definitely some of the best ever, and we're seeing great numbers on iPhone 11 as well. So if we go in and take a look at the history here, you'll see this from the other day, that if we go in, pretty high scores here as well for the iPhone 11. So if you have a device to compare, this is doing quite well and one of the best updates we've seen, and it should be great at this point. But that's pretty much everything so far with iOS 18.2. Tons of different features, not just Apple Intelligence. Let me know what your favorite feature is in the comments below, if you've installed it, and what your experience is like so far as well. Of course, I'll link this wallpaper in the description like I normally do, and if you haven't subscribed already, please subscribe, and if you enjoyed the video, please give it a like. As always, thanks for watching. This is Aaron.